Mining Scripture.
To assist us in the task of mining, it is helpful to employ the acronym LIGHTS. For just as helmet lights assist miners in discovering gathered gold beneath the surface of the earth, so too the acronym LIGHTS will aid you in discerning buried treasure within the pages of Scripture. The L in LIGHTS will serve to remind you of the literal principle of biblical interpretation. In simple terms, this means that we are to interpret the Word of God just as we interpret any form of communication in its most obvious and literal sense. When Scripture uses a metaphor or a figure of speech, we should interpret it accordingly. Thus, when Jesus says He is the door, it should be readily apparent that He is not composed of wood and hinges. Rather, He is the way into salvation. No single principle is more misused by modern-day deliverance advocates than this. Bob Larson, for example, abuses this principle in order to read esoteric meanings into biblical passages. According to Larson, literalizing Scripture means to wield the Bible as though it were an actual weapon, dealing lethal paper cuts to demons, even making eunuchs out of incubi. Other creative uses of Scripture include restraining demons with invisible rope, because a cord of three strands is not quickly broken, and raising a person's body temperature by holding a Bible over the individual, because the Word of God is like a lamp. The I in LIGHTS reminds us of the illumination principle. Though the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, when we grasp it, His illuminating power floods our being. Says Paul, "We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." The Spirit of truth not only provides insights that permeate the mind, but also provides illumination that penetrates the heart. Clearly, however, the Holy Spirit does not supplant the scrupulous study of Scripture. Rather, He provides us with insights that can only be spiritually discerned. In this way, the Holy Spirit helps us to exegete, or draw out of, rather than eisegete, read into, the Scriptures. He only illuminates what is in the text. Illumination does not go beyond the text. As with the literal principle, deliverance advocates prostitute the illumination principle. As a case in point, Dr. Neil Anderson abuses 1 Corinthians 4:5 to support the theory that children's traumatic memories may be repressed as an act of God's mercy until a spiritual support network is in place. He specifically misuses the phrase, "He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness," to assure people that what they remember after they ask God to reveal what is hidden in darkness is indeed true. Obviously, this verse has nothing to do with repressed memories. Rather, it is a clear reference to the time when we stand in God's presence and He reveals the motives of our hearts. The G in LIGHTS is reminiscent of the word grammar. Scripture must always be interpreted in accordance with typical rules of grammar, including syntax, style, and semantics. For this reason, it is important that the student of Scripture have a basic understanding of the grammatical principles. It is also helpful to have a grasp of the original languages. However, if you do not know Greek or Hebrew, don't panic. Today, there are a host of eminently usable tools to aid you in gaining insights from the original languages. Such tools, along with some common sense, will keep you from being fooled by people who claim a mastery of the biblical languages while undermining the art and science of biblical interpretation. The H in LIGHTS reminds us that the Christian faith is historical. Thus, the biblical text is best understood when one is familiar with the customs, culture, and historical context of biblical times. Such background information is extremely helpful in drawing out the full meaning of any given text. It's crucial, however, not to read more into the historical context than what is warranted. For example, as a historian, Arnold is well aware of the fact that Ephesus was rife with occultism. Unfortunately, he draws the unwarranted conclusion that Christians must have continued to involve themselves in magical practices, even going so far as making specific invitations to gods, goddesses, and assistant spirits to come take residence and manifest their presence in a variety of ways. Therefore, he concludes that Paul must have been delivering Christians of their demons. Well, while it is helpful to understand the historical context, such leaps of logic are clearly not warranted. The T in light serves to remind us that even though ultimate illumination of Scripture comes from the Holy Spirit, God has also provided the church with uniquely gifted human teachers. There is, however, a wide chasm between those who are skilled in the art and science of biblical interpretation and those who read their own peculiar predilections into the text. James no doubt had this distinction in mind when he solemnly warned, "Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." Paul echoed the same warning when he exhorted Timothy, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Scripture makes it abundantly clear that the task of teaching should never be undertaken in a cavalier fashion. Following the example of the Bereans, we must make sure that what human teachers teach us is in line with what Scripture has already taught. Put another way, all of us must be so familiar with truth that when a counterfeit appears on the horizon, we can identify it instantaneously. Finally, the S in lights reminds us of the principle of scriptural harmony. Simply stated, this means that individual passages of Scripture must always harmonize with Scripture as a whole. One text can never be interpreted in such a way as to conflict with other passages. If a particular passage can be interpreted in several ways, the only choice is that interpretation which harmonizes with the rest of Scripture. The biblical interpreter must keep in mind that all of Scripture, though communicated through various human instruments, has one single author, and that author does not contradict himself. In the ultimate spiritual battle, the deceiver quoted an Old Testament passage and contextualized it with a seductive suggestion. Jesus, however, immediately restored order by harmonizing Satan's pretext with the rest of Scripture. As followers of Christ, we must be prepared to emulate his example.